So the reading is taken from Luke chapter 6 and beginning at verse 27. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who ill-treat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Nice to be able to breathe normally again after wearing a mask. Great. Well, good morning, and it's lovely to see you all. I think I know everybody. Yeah, everybody knows me. Yeah, okay, that's great. Okay, so I think before we pray, can I just ask you to keep your Bibles open at page 1034, because we're going to be using our Bibles quite a lot. So let's pray before we start. Do you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this privilege of being able to come up and speak your word. And I pray that it is your word that I speak. And I pray that we will all be able to take a message from here home with us today. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Now, you may have noticed that our first verse actually started with a but. And I always think that if it starts with a but or therefore, that actually it might be a good idea to put this in context a little bit. So we've got Jesus had been praying at a mountainside overnight, the whole night. And his apostles were with him, the 12. And they went with him and to a plain, apparently, or a level place, which is what it says in the Bible. And a massive crowd of disciples and people who'd come to him to hear what he said and to be healed. And then Jesus goes on to say the Luke's version of the Beatitudes, probably not called the Beatitudes in Luke. I don't know if that's actually a name we gave rather than just in Matthew. But there's just a few blessings and woes, and they are all opposite each other. I'm not going to go through them, but do have a look. But the but is really about who Jesus is speaking to. So previously, when he's talking about he's doing his teaching, it's to his disciples. That's what it says in our Bibles. But later, he starts to speak to anyone who will listen. I've not spotted that one before. So he says, but to you who are listening, I say, and I think that can be all of us, can't it? So anybody who's listening, Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who ill-treat you. That's actually quite hard, isn't it? It's pretty easy to love those who love us. But Jesus was saying that as well as putting God first in everything, that actually we should love each other. And that counts for everyone. I'm going to come back to that a bit later on, towards the end, to see if we can sort of try and achieve that and what we can do. Pray, I think. So we're asked to love, do good, bless, and pray. And then go on to verse 29. If someone slaps you on the cheek, on one cheek, turn to them, the other also. Now, I read probably about 5 different commentaries on this passage, and I did choose one, the NIV application commentary, which I found actually very useful. And I don't always find it useful, but this time I did. So the suggestion there is that being slapped on the cheek could be rejection. And that could relate to Christians who are persecuted. That's the suggestion there. The early church did turn the other cheek by continuing to share the gospel with those who rejected them. On the bottom of the email that Susie kindly sends us each week, there is the list of all the mission partners for the month. And at the bottom of that list, it adds a few more people to pray for. And I spotted that we are asked to pray for our CMS partners, Anya, Valerie and Alison, and for Russian Christians who are strongly opposed to the invasion of Ukraine. I actually looked up how many Christians there are in the Ukraine. Slightly mixed, but I think most people said about 7% of the people in Ukraine are Christians. And a friend of mine who lives in Belfast actually knows a family who are in the Ukraine, and they are really standing firm with their church. Haven't had any updates recently, but hopefully they're okay. The Open Doors website, I love that website. It gives some really good information about persecuted Christians. Very helpful. The Open Doors website gave an update on Thursday, that's just gone, about 2 pastors in Ukraine who say the church is continuing to be salt and light during the war. While I was there, I had a look at the World Watch List. And that's a list of about 50 countries where Christians face the most extreme persecution. Do have a look at that. And if you can't find a link, let me know. And add all these people to your prayers. Still on verse 29. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. I think this is more about vulnerability, again, from this commentary. The risk of being exposed and possibly taken advantage of. That could happen to any of us, really, couldn't it? Maybe at school, college, anywhere, really. Our missionaries, sometimes. And I encourage us all to pray for those who don't treat us well. Verse 30 says, give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. So we should be compassionate and generous and give to the needy. It might be that people who take things from us are in a lot of need. Just a thought. Having compassion towards them and generosity is quite an expression of love. The expression of love that Jesus gave to all these people who, broken, sad, disabled, anybody around him, he was amazing. I've actually been burgled 3 times, and they have something in common. First time, I had something stolen from my room in the nursing home. Nurses, not nursing home, sorry, I'm not that old. I mean, you don't have to be old to be in a nursing home, do you? I've certainly reached the 60 stage of the prime time thing, but yeah. So it was stolen from my nurse, in my room in the nurse's home in the early 80s when I first started nursing, 42 years now. They broke in at the window. I couldn't work out how on earth they managed to break in because it was the window that was open and I definitely did not leave open. There's also, in my first house, there was a break in there. And finally, my car was stolen from the Nuffield Peak Centre car park. And I remember myself wandering around after my shift, trying to find my car, thinking, where did I put it? So it was a long time ago. Yeah, not good. It wasn't unlocked either. It was, you know, I left it locked. But all of these have one thing in common. It was all coming to find out at the end of a shift, nursing shift. Yeah, not good. I think the car was probably the worst, actually. Yeah. I didn't ask for any of them back. So maybe that was good. At that time, I was pretty hurt and upset about what somebody could do. And I'm sure if anybody else has experienced a burglary, that gives you that horrible feeling. And I admit I didn't feel much compassion or love towards the thieves, sadly. But it was a long time ago. All of this was a long time ago. And I feel I have forgiven them. I've forgiven them and I've prayed. I've said, please, you know, I'm giving them forgiveness. And we can forgive as many times, isn't it? 70 times 77 or something like that, that we can forgive. But I've never met them. Remembering the Ukraine again, there are families who've had their homes and loved ones stolen from them. Just a thought there. A couple of incidences of people forgiving. When Stephen was stoned, and this was in Acts 7, verse 60, if you want to look it up, he cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And then he died. And when Jesus was crucified, in Luke it says, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And just after Jesus died, the centurion praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." In Matthew's version, it says, "The centurion and other guards said, 'Surely this was the Son of God.'" Moving on to verse 31. "Do to others as you would have them do to you." So this could be a sensitivity to others' needs. Those who showing love and respect for other people. Verses 32 to 34 say, "It's so easy to love those who love us. Do good to those who are good to us, and lend to those who will pay us back." And then there's another but from verse 35, "But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great and you will be children of God, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. So going back to those verses, verse 27 and 28. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who ill-treat you. Can we achieve that? We are made in God's image. And just when Kath read Psalm 31, the broken pots, but we can be mended. We want to be reshaped, reformed as clay. And then the more we are changed, the closer to God we get. It's an ongoing thing. None of us are perfect yet. This is all about God's gracious, merciful and forgiving character to the world. And to be children of God, we should be doing the same. So I'm going to finish with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we know it's so hard sometimes to love those, love our enemies, love those who don't like us. It's hard to do good to those who hate us. Hard to bless those who curse us and pray for those who ill-treat us. We thank you that when we do pray, that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. So, Father, help us with our prayers. Help us to love, to do good, and to bless all these people. In Jesus' name, amen.